Welcome to the podcast for the Power Conference, the first career conference for Navy nuclear power officers. I'm your host, Art Remillard, and I'm joined by the founder of the Power Conference, Michael Bradley. Greetings, Mike.
Good morning, Art. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. Today, we're going to talk about the background for the conference and what attendees and companies can expect. So let's just start with that obvious place. What got you to do this conference in the first place?
It's obvious to you and to others that I was a Navy nuclear officer, and I transitioned out of the Navy approximately 6 years ago. And I noticed lots of options for just the general veteran or for the Naval Academy grad like I was, but the other nuclear power officers didn't have as many options. So myself and the board members of the Power Conference decided we could host a career event specifically for Navy nuclear officers, and the results have been very positive so far.
What would make a Navy nuclear officer appealing to an employer?
They're a demographic that's very well vetted. They come from the schools like the Naval Academy, from big state institutions, and are generally engineering majors. So that narrows the demographic initially. Then they, through their commissioning source, they're vetted. You have to go and interview to get into the program through the Naval Reactors Organization, and you have to sit in front of the four-star admiral and have him approve you to come into his program. And that's just from the beginning. Then you go through 6 months of very intensive nuclear engineering curriculum with a lot of physics and heat transfer and fluid flow, which many people drop out during that portion. And then you go through another 6 months of hands-on power plant training, which a lot of people drop out during those times. And then finally, you actually get to your warcraft, the submarine or the aircraft carrier, and that might be the hardest part. You need to qualify on your vessel and qualify on the reactor there, qualify to be just a naval officer on that warcraft. And that's when you get your pin. The submariners wear, it's called a Dolphins, and the surface nukes, it's a little different. They get their pin first, and then they qualify on the reactor on the carrier. And there's more attrition during that process. So it's a very highly vetted group that's very technical, but also has the leadership skills traditionally found in a officer in the military.
If I'm a nuke, why would I come to this conference?
Well, it's the first event that has targeted this demographic. So the companies, they know what they're looking at. They know what they're looking for. And there's some pretty darn good companies that are coming to this event that haven't come to similar career events in the past. So it's a streamlined conference that would allow a nuke to gain employment with a certain company a lot quicker than possibly other ways. And it's also the first event for those ROTC and OCS officers that really meets the caliber of the type of officer that they are. When I left the Naval Academy and went to Power School, I was somewhat surprised. I shouldn't have been surprised, but I was surprised. But the caliber of the guys that came through OCS and the guys that came from ROTC, they were super smart, just as smart as I and my Naval Academy brethren were. They were great officers on the submarine, I'm sure they're great officers in the service community too. I was a submariner. So it's kind of the first event for these guys that really meets the level of their quality, because the Naval Academy has similar type events that are very good, but OCS guys and ROTC guys aren't allowed to come to those.
Say a bit more about the companies that you have, and you also have some graduate schools coming.
Well, the companies that come and represent a wide range of industries and businesses. That's the other thing about nukes that's interesting. Of just my group of friends, people that have come out of the Navy nuclear community have gone all different ways. I have friends that have stayed somewhat close to the nuclear power industry, that have gone to work for commercial nuclear plants and have worked for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and stuff close to nuclear power. But then you have people that have gone very far different ways into finance and consulting. Some are lawyers now, some are, well, the obvious defense contracting because of the top secret clearance. But it's a very wide range of fields that these nukes are able to go into. And the companies at the conferences fit those demographics. We have defense contractors. We have McKinsey, probably the best consulting firm in the country. We have JP Morgan, Lockheed Martin, a lot of companies that have a wide swath in industry. And you mentioned the graduate schools. It seems uncommon, but it shouldn't, that Navy nukes end up going to business schools and doing very well in business schools. They have the technical knowledge, but then they're strong in math. So I think that's a lure to the business schools. And it's different because we do in engineering undergrad, then we do a lot of technical and engineering in our pipeline. And that's just a different way to use math. So they end up going to the Whartons and the Harvards and doing very well. So at the conference, we're going to have Wharton, Harvard, Jones School from Rice University, Carnegie Mellon Tepper School of Business, and then a very interesting one, the Copenhagen School of Business from Denmark. They're coming, and they have targeted United States military officers as a great demographic for them. And since the classes are all in English, because of all the different people coming from all over Europe to their school, it's supposedly a great fit. And one of my friends went to Copenhagen Business School and had a wonderful experience living in Europe for 2 years. So that's a little bit of a background on the companies and the schools that are coming. And the website, we just landed a new company today. So please continue to check the website, www.nupocc.com, NUPOCC.com. And we'll continue to update them as companies sign up.
So final question for you. When is this conference, and what would I need to do to attend it?
The conference is August 8th. It's in Arlington, Virginia. It starts at 7:30 in the morning for the companies and 8:30 in the morning for the registrants, and lasts till 3:00 with a happy hour afterwards. And to sign up for it, you go to the website, and you're able to register on there, upload your resume, and that reserves your spot. If you register before July 22nd, your resume will be pre-screened by the companies so that they're able to target you ahead of time and set up interviews at the conference, more formal interviews than just the meeting at a conference table. And the restaurant, the venue for the conference is a restaurant, a really high-end restaurant with very good food, so it'll be at the very least different than your standard job conference that's held in a hotel conference room. The night before the Power Conference, we will be having a networking dinner for any of those companies and candidates that are in town the night before. And you can read more about that on the website. It's being organized by a startup company called SitWith.com. SitWith was founded by another nuclear officer, and it's a way of connecting people of similar interests through restaurant experience. So we're very happy to have SitWith joining us, and it should be a pretty cool event as well.
Okay, well, that's a great place to wrap up. Again, the Power Conference and the website, Mike, one more time.
It's nupocc.com, NUPOCC.com.
Thank you very much for joining us. Have a great day.